end of Parshas Vayiro discusses Akidat Yitzchak. There's a well-known Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara that discusses Kiyolecha Ragnu Kol Hayoyim, all the terrible things that happened at the time of the Churban. And it tells the story of Isha V'Shiva Bonel, that the emperor tried to get the woman's seven children to bow down to him, and each one said a different pasuk why they're not going to bow down to the Avodah Zarah, And each one said a different pasuk, and he killed them all. So he got down to the seventh one, and he threw down his ring, and he said, just pretend that you're bowing down. And he said, Tipish, that's it. You're so worried about your own covet, I shouldn't be worried about the covet of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And they took him out to get killed. Before he's being taken out, it says that his mother told him, Amar lo ibni, lechu v'omru l'avam avichem bonai. All of them. Lechu v'omru l'avam avichem, ato karato mizbeach echor, v'ani akarati sheva mizbeachos. Just go tell Avram Avinu that he was Akeid 1, Akeidas Yitzchak, and I did 7. So Mepharshim asked, what was she trying to do? She's trying to say she's one up on Avram Avinu, she's better than Avram Avinu. Subhan Velazhin and others, they say that no, she was saying, go tell Avram Avinu that it was in your zechus that I was able to do that. That a mother should be able to give over her children to be Moisar Nefesh for the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's a koyach that we got from the Avos. Once Avraham Avinu was able to do that, so he was mashrish in his children, that koyach, the midos of Klal Yisrael, is Rachmanu Bayishanim Gimli Chasadim, it comes from the obvious, all these things, all the midos that we have, and the zchuyos that we have, really, come from the obvious. And Mela, she was saying, go tell Avraham Avinu that it's in his chus. Thank you, Avraham Avinu. Adank to Avraham Avinu. She wasn't coming to say, I'm better than Avraham Avinu. She was coming to say that everything that I have is from Avram Avinu. That being the case, l'chora, that we could take out that when Avram Avinu was Eimid bin Yisoyin, he bequeathed to Gans Klal Yisrael the yechirlis to be Eimid bin Yisoyin in the matzav of Akedat Yitzchak. Now the shaila is, what was the Nisoyin? So we could get to see what koiches we have to be Eimid bin Yisoyin. What was the Nisoyin? The Mepharshim will ask, what was the Nisoyin of Akedat Yitzchak more than Kivshan Eish? The first one was Kivshan Eish, which is not even mentioned in the Torah Mefurish. L'chor Kivshan Eish, he already jumped into the fire, he was already thrown into the fire, he was thrown in by Nimrod to, some people say it's Gufa the Chilek, whether or not he went by himself, or he was on his own volition, or somebody threw him in. Kivshan Eish, Nimrod threw him in, as opposed to Akedat Yitzchak, he went by himself. But L'chor, he already was Meister Nefesh for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why over here, where was the Nitoisif Nisoyin of Akedat Yitzchak, which was the zenith, it was the highest level and the biggest nisayon? Many different answers given. If we just go through some of them, because l'chor, if we can understand the chorlis of Avraham Avinu to be Eimid bin Yisoyin, we'll see our own keches to be Eimid bin Yisoyin, that he bequeathed us. So some people say that it's easier to die al Kiddush Hashem than to live al Kiddush Hashem. Dying al Kiddush Hashem means it's a one-time thing, jumps into the fire, and it's over. Matter of fact, it's well known from the Tshuvas Maharal Rutenberg that he says that anybody that was killed by being burned at the stake did not have any tsar, did not feel any pain. He says, how do I know? He says, because you see that people, they burn themselves on a toaster oven and they're screaming in pain. These people are getting, their entire bodies are burned and you don't see them screaming. He says, anybody that's killed a Kiddush Hashem does not feel pain. Kach mukubal from the Rishayim, Gedali Rishayim. But it's a one-time thing. He jumped in, he realized his Moisir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he does it. To go ahead and to give up his son, to be makar of his son through Ribbono Shel Olam, and then have to live the rest of his life. He was at that time 137. He lived till he was 175. There wouldn't have been an Esav. He would have lived to 180. Actually, he only died 5 years early because of Esav. So he lived for another 43 years with the knowledge that Every second, every minute of the day, that he was the one that killed his son. He killed his son. To live with that, I killed my son for the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's a much greater level than to just the one time Mesiras Nefesh. And that's really the Yisoid of a Yid. The Yisoid of a Yid is to live Al Kiddush Hashem, is to live with the constant, that's the one time thing, that's for sure it's a big thing. And you can't say it's one of the Asaron Nisyon, it's Kivshan Eish for sure, and for sure if it's a person being Mesiras Nefesh. But even in the one-time things, it could be that it's a one-time thing and then it's over. However, the constant daily grind of getting up for Shachar and coming on time to Seder and being nice to your spouse and speaking, smiling to your neighbor even though you don't feel like it, the constant living Al Kiddush Hashem, which is there, like, I don't feel it today. Today I don't feel like it. Not the one-time thing you know beforehand, because the Shbaruch Hu came to you 3 days beforehand, you're preparing yourself till you get up to the Big Nisayon, and you're all ready for it. It's the constant day-to-day living of, that's the real Maidid of the Nisayon. That's the Nisayon of the Kedah, and that's the Koyach that Avraham gave and give us, is that, yeah, you're able to do that. That's the, like we always mentioned in the Seel Tesharim, the only reason why we're here is the Kayim Mitzvahs, V'lavayit V'lamed B'Nisayon, the Seel Tesharim says in his Akdamah. V'lamed B'Nisayon, and Nisayon is a constant Nisayon, and it's always that living Al Kiddush Hashem, smiling, speaking nicely, being Mekovadik, Derech Eretz, the regular daily, that's the first aspect of the Maila of the Akedah over the Kivshan Aish. The second thing is, L'chorah, that there's a big difference between Kivshan Aish and the Akedah. The Kivshan Aish was Begoli. Everybody was there. Nimrod was there. As a matter of fact, Horan was deciding what's going to be. Everybody's watching to see Vaz Vedzayin. As soon as Avraham Avinu was saved, Torah says, throw me in afterwards. Right? Everybody saw it. To do something, even if it's being Moisa Nefesh, which is l'chorah the greatest level of Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, but when it's done in publicly, there's always the possibility that it's done because of the public. Because there's people that are watching. And who knows what would be if there was nobody watching. Okay, the Yitzchak, no one was there. No one was there. The only two people that he went with was Yishmol and Eliezer. And he left them on the side. Right. He says that you stay here, and they went. No one was there. It was him and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Him and Yitzchak and the Ribbono Shel Olam. No one would know. To be able to give up a life there, when no one's there, that's a tremendous level. That's the Maisa that we've mentioned in the past, the Peladik Maisa, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos quotes this Maisa as the Makar to know how a person is Zeichet Olam Haba. Story with Rabbi Yisim ben Kisma and Mechaninim ben Chadron. It says that when Kishachol Rabbi Yisim ben Kisma, when Rabbi Yisim ben Kisma got sick, Mechaninim ben Chadron went to Bimavakar Cholim, who was his Rebbe. So Rabbi Yisim ben Kisma says to him, Mechaninim ben Chadron, don't you know that the Romans were given Shlita Min HaShamayim to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and to kill tremendous the Talmidei Chachamim and to stop us from learning Torah? Vani Shemei Alecha Shatamachal Kilis Beramim. He says, I hear that you're going connected to the Romans. Don't you see that it's clearly that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave them Shlita? How can you go connected them? So he says, Min HaShamayim Yirachamu, says Rabbi Chanina ben Chadron. So Rabbi Yisrael ben Kisma says, Ani Omer Dvarim Shel Tam, Ator Omer Min HaShamayim Yirachamu. I'm telling you a Svar, I'm telling you what's going on. What's Min HaShamayim Yirachamu? Tomei Aniyim Lo Yisifu Oyeschav Asa Sefer Teiro Shebechekecho. Says, Tomei Ani, if they're not going to go ahead and burn you with the Sefer Teiro. Which is what happened at the end of the day of Chanina ben Chadron. So Chanina ben Chadron turns to Rabbi Yisrael ben Kisma and he says, Rebbe, Ma'ani L'Olam Haba. Do I have a schus to get into Olam Haba? He says, Klum Maisa B'Aliyodcho. Do you have any Maisa that you ever did that should warrant that you should be able to get into Olam Haba? He says, yeah. Mois Shel Chul and Neschafli B'Mois, Mois Shel Purim Neschafli B'Mois Tzedoko, Nesati Kulam Tzedoko. He says, I had Mois of Purim, which means for the Sudas Purim, as he says. Mois said he was his own money, Egin of money. That for the Sudas Purim that he was going to spend, and then it got mixed together, I guess, with his Matanis Levirinim, and he wasn't sure what was what. Chilaktim kulam tzedaka. I gave everything tzedaka. He says, oh, ibazay im kain michelka chol yuchelki. I wish that would have the same chilak that you're gonna have in Olam Haba. It's tamua. Tamua is an understatement. What do you mean, mani la Olam Haba? He asked Rabbi Yisrael Kisma. Do I deserve to be in Olam Haba? This is the person who's moister nefesh atano elikim. He's Moisir Nefesh, Pshuto Ikimashmo, to be Malamed Torah L'Ama Yisrael. He knows that he can cost him his life. Is there anything greater than that? Is there anything greater than that? That's nothing. Mani Lemon Boss. He says, Klum Maisa Bal Yodcha? No, that's not a Kinir, that's not a Maisa. That he doesn't get. Yeah, I have a Maisa that I mixed up some of the money and I gave it all to Tzedakah. And he says, oh, it was there that he got Elam Haba. What's going on over here? That's the Maisa. That's the Maisa for Elam Haba. And the difference is that in a Hanami, a person can be Mako Kilos Baram and he can do all these types of things, but when a person gets his name, when everybody knows about him, and he's going to be written up in the newspaper, then it's much easier. Rasen Tzvi says it's much easier for him to get somebody to sponsor a building than to give schnitzel on Wednesday, to pay for schnitzel. If they would brand a person's name into every schnitzel, then maybe it would be much easier. But a building, it says the person's name. It says an halacha. Fakert, it says an halacha that you're supposed to. And you're a day in Hilchos Tzedakah, it says you're supposed to put the person's name on the building. Don't get us wrong, you're supposed to. But it's a Rashba can do money. But still, it's easier. Who knows why the person did it? Who knows? Memela to do it, the Seser, that's a real something that nobody knows about. Tzedakah. Nobody knows what you're going to do with the tzedakah. You know at least $5 of it. It's not the five. At least $5 wasn't tzedakah, right? All the money got mixed together. It's $250. You don't know how much it is. At least $5. You know it. $7. $12. Nothing. He took the whole thing and he says I'm not taking any chances and he gave the whole thing to tzedakah. The realm of Impurish Mishnah, he says, "Rasa Kodesh Baruch Hu Lizakis Israel." If you could hear about mitzvahs, he says, "What does it mean, Rasa Kodesh Baruch Hu Lizakis Israel?" He gave him so many mitzvahs. That's Lizakis Israel. He says, "Yeah, because if you have 613 mitzvahs and ain't sfor amount of their abundance, then at some point in your life, you're going to do one mitzvah 100% properly, lishma. I give you so many mitzvahs, at some point you got to make one of those many mitzvahs, you're going to do lishma." And he says, when a person does one mitzvah lishma, zocha ba le'olam haba. What's his makor? This gemara that we just mentioned. From Chanina ben Trajan. Zocha ba le'olam haba. That was done totally lishma. That was without anybody knowing. That's the real maidid is when nobody knows. When nobody knows, you're davening by yourself, it's corona, it's or not corona, and you woke up late, or whatever it is, and you're davening by yourself, and you don't have a minion, and nobody's going to see you davening, nobody's going to know if you davened, if you didn't daven, if you're, even your wife is out, and no one is there. How do you daven? How do you act? With all the nisyonis that come up, when nobody else knows, that's the real maidid. It's you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the koyach that Avraham Avinu gave us. That's the koyach. It's not that we don't have the koyach. That is the koyach that he gave us. Another reason that they say is that it was keneged the koyach. It was the nisoyin, the goydel nisoyin of the akedah was that it was keneged the midah of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was preaching his whole life chesed, chesed, chesed. He's the amuda chesed. Then he goes ahead and he shechts his own child. Is there anything that's more azarious than that? When he talks about himself jumping into the fire, himself he can jump in, Mesader. But to go ahead, Beinadun Lachaver, to go ahead and kill another yid, a child, Mamish, that's Mamish, the Kenegan, a person's Mido. And very often people get that Nisayan also. A person's passionate about something, and then he gets tested about it. And the Shaila is, how passionate is he really? Is he really, he decided that he's not getting whatever it is. Macholas Asuris. That's something that he's going to be extra careful about, and especially with bugs, and especially with this, and especially with that. And then he comes down, he's by a chasana, and he's starving, and he's hungry, but he's not 100% sure, he doesn't really know. All these things that, they're really tests from the Rebbeinu. The Rebbeinu wants to see, really, how passionate are you? How passionate are you about these things? Are you really serious about it or not? A lot of times it happens, tamazai, it's a good idea. A person decides that, I'm going to be mischazik in thinking about it, and you mamish work on it, you realize, getting up for shachris, I'm going to get up for shachris. I realize I haven't been coming on time to shachris. I'm going to be mischazik, from tomorrow on, I'm going to be coming on time for shachris. That's it, I realize that I have to go up already, I have to daven like a mensch, come on time to shachris. The kids are, sure enough, that night, somebody tells him, by the way, there's a chasana they have to go to, and he ends up going with that chasana, he comes back, and there's no bus, and he ends up at 1:30. 1:30 in the morning, he first shows up at home, and then he has to, wasn't able to eat something with the chasana because he wasn't sure about the food. So he ate something, and he gets, and the next thing it's 2 o'clock, and then he realized that he has to call America, 2:15, 2:30, and he has to get up at 6:45 for shachar. How am I supposed to do it? Mamash or Maisa Satan. The day that I decide that I'm being mischazik in it, and this happens all the time. I've heard it from many people, I've seen it myself many times. Happens all the time. The time exactly when you be mischazik, maybe it's not that day, it's the next day. But sometime within the first week when you decide to be mischazik, all of a sudden, something happens that, I don't understand, what does Ribbono Shel Olam want from me? He doesn't want me to be mischazik? He doesn't want me? No, he wants it. And he wants you to show that you're really serious about it. That's exactly what he wants. He wants you to show that you're really serious about it. You're right, and in economy, sometimes you talk, you have to sleep later, you have to know when. I say, Maestro Reb Nosson Tzvi. I remember Reb Nosson Tzvi was speaking, this is, I can't remember how many years ago, 15 years ago maybe, by his team. And he once said that he woke up in the morning, he says he wakes up in the morning, just listen to this story. He wakes up in the morning, and sometimes he thinks, all I want to do is go back to sleep for another half an hour. So that's all he wants to do. And then I think to myself, what does Ribbono Shel Olam want from me? Does he want me to So I would say, probably for you, the Rebbe Shlomo wants to go back to sleep for another half an hour. But no, nothing to say. That's the sometimes in a Hanami person has to go back to sleep for another half an hour. I don't know, depending on what the situation is. But a lot of times the Kaddish Baruch Hu just wants to see, you really serious about it or you're not serious about it. You really serious about it, you make the effort, you take the plunge, in a Hanami, Mikan Ve'elech, Kolas Cholas Kashes, but Mikan Ve'elech it's gonna be it's easier. That's why Kolas Cholas Kashes very often it's dumb to know. I remember once Rav Asher was speaking to It's also good to know. But Rav Asher was once speaking to a Bachar, they just went into Yeshiva Ktana. I overheard the conversation. She says, how's it going? No, it's hard? So what's the Bachar supposed to say? Just went into Yeshiva Ktana, he's going to tell Rav Asher that it's hard. He's not. So Rav Asher told him, like Rav Baruch Bar used to say, if it's not hard, then it's not Ascholah. Kol Ascholah is Kashi. So if it's not hard, then he didn't have the Ascholah yet. So it's good that if it's a little bit hard, a little hard. Mikan Ve'enech, though. Sometimes when you decide, there's two ways to go. When it gets a little bit tough, what happens? Do you give up? Or do you take the plunge? Take the plunge and keep on going. Once you do that, then there's a tremendous amount of Siyata Deshmaya. Tremendous amount of Me'alam Yever. Me'alam Yever that a person will have Siyata Deshmaya. The last Nekuda is, I saw a nice mushel of that. Somebody said a mushel for the Akedah Yitzchak. He said that there was once a king that everybody was happy with his kingship, the way that he ruled the country, and they decided they're going to do something to Tevas the king. There's one tsar, there's one of the tsarim of the king decided that he's going to make a golden crown for the king. He raised the money, he got everybody from the country to donate, and everybody gave gold and everybody gave diamonds and other things, except for the main precious gem at the top of the crown. He decided that he's going to get it. He's going to be mashlamit. Kitzer, he sold his entire house and he took all the money, all the cash, and he says, I'm spending all this money for the king. He went around to all the different diamond dealers. He wasn't happy. He wasn't going to cut it. For the king, it's not going to cut it. Kitzer goes from country to country, finally goes and he buys a precious gem, takes all his money and he buys a precious gem. And onyx. And he comes back to the size of an egg. So he comes back to the king, and everybody's sitting around, and the king is there. And he shows the king, this is what I bought to put on the top of the crown. So the king says, it's not real. It's not real. So he says, it's not a diamond. It doesn't look like a diamond. He says, not a diamond. It's more precious than a diamond. He says, it's like onyx stone. It's more precious than a diamond. So he says, yeah. He says, I want to know, is it like a diamond? We know that a diamond, the only thing that breaks the diamond, can cut a diamond, is another diamond. Cut diamonds with the other diamonds. You can't break it with anything else. You can't cut it with anything else. I wonder if it's the same thing. Take a hammer. He went over to the first one of his servants sitting next to him. He says, take a hammer and smash this egg. Smash this precious gem. He couldn't bring himself to do it. This is something that's worth millions of dollars. There's one like this. He couldn't bring himself to do it. Went to the next one, and to the next one, and to the next one. And no one was masking. Finally, he calls in the tsar who brought it. And he says, you go ahead and do it. You go ahead and take it. He says, sure, no problem. Give me the hammer. Takes the hammer and he comes crashing down on top of it. Nothing happens. Everybody breathes a sigh of relief. I say, obviously you knew beforehand, right? You knew beforehand that it wasn't going to break, just like a diamond. He says, I'll tell you the truth, I didn't know beforehand. He says, but why did I bring this huge stone? Why did I bring this precious gem? Because I wanted to do something for the Ratzon of the king. He says, now the Ratzon of the king was that I should go ahead and smash it. I'll go ahead and smash it. That's what I'm trying to do. That's all that I'm trying to do with all this millions of dollars that I spent, is to do something for the king. In a Hanami, Avraham Avinu, everything that he preached was for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants that I should go ahead and... That's really our avodah in this world, to do something for the Ribbono Shel Olam. We'll finish with the last nice story that I saw from Nassim Tzvi. Nassim Tzvi was once in America raising money. And he spoke to, he was buying a gevir, and the gevir said, yeah, he's interested in giving money. So he says, what do you want to give? Do you want to give for a building, like we mentioned beforehand? Do you want to give for schnitzel? Do you want to give? He says, I want to give something. The gevir says like this, and nothing feels in spoil from his answer. He says, I want to give something that will kevayachol make a Kaddish Baruch Hu smile. That's best of our whole avodah in this world. Try to do something, think, what could I do to make the Ribbono Shel Olam smile?